Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.
Yeah, she is. Itumeleng, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for making time to talk to us. I'm two wonderful women this morning to talk to. This is great. Any man's absolute delight. Hey, this is.
You are blessed.
Honestly, I want to have more Wednesdays like this. I want to have more of these types of Wednesdays. Thank you for making time. We know you could have been doing other things, but you chose to speak to us this morning, and we really do appreciate it. So let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about you and your journey thus far. Who is Itu Banda?
Itumeleng Banda is a young girl from Alexandra Township. Grew up there, went to high school, went to varsity, and then got introduced to radio when I was in the matric. So I started off at Alex FM. I was the news anchor there, and then moved from Alex FM to UJFM because I was done with high school, so then I went to varsity. And then from varsity, auditioned for voiceovers at Massive Metro, and only to find that Mutsidisi was looking for someone to join her sports team. So at the time, I knew nothing about sports. Like, sports was not anything that I was interested in. And she was like, you know what, you'll learn the ropes. And ever since, I think it's been, 2 years in the game now? And it's a learning process, obviously, every single day, but fairly enjoyable. That's who I am in a nutshell.
Wow, amazing stuff. I mean, 2 years in the game and already have a big award under your belt. Was it like a moment of validation, Mangwane, you know, to get that? I don't want to call you with your Instagram name, Itu, you know. You know, was that moment of validation to say, you know what, I'm in the right space, doing the right things, and the right people are watching?
It really was, although it was like really scary because the fact that like I look at people like you and I'm just like, guys, I've still got such a long way to go. Like, what is this industry expecting from me? But then I think with it just, as you said, it is validation. And you just learn to pace yourself and you're like, okay, as people are noticing the work and they're seeing the work and I appreciate that. But that doesn't mean that I now need to rush my journey. I still understand where I am and what it is that I need to learn where I am. So I'm not going to put any pressure on myself of saying that, okay, I need to be at this level right now because all these accolades are coming. So really, I think more than anything, it just was validation that, listen, you got into this industry and you were very unsure about it. But I think you're in the right path and you're moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. You are certainly moving in the right direction. And I think having a mentor like Mots, yeah, certainly helped you along the way. She's someone I've had the pleasure of working with here at Vision View Sports Radio. And she's really helped me in my journey as someone who's starting out in this space as well. It's certainly beneficial.
Such a fantastic woman. Such a fantastic woman. I love her so much. There's so much I can say about her. So she's such a fantastic human being, I think, inside out. And when you get to know her out of her workspace as well, such a beautiful human being. We need more women like her, actually.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. So what is ultimately your aspiration here in the space that you've now entered? Like you said, sport wasn't necessarily always the goal, and there were moments of doubt for you, but you've been in it for long enough now. You've received a couple of awards along the way. Where are you hoping this goes for you?
You know, really, when I look at like long term, I really hope that obviously moving international and doing sports internationally has always been the biggest dream. I think anyone who just works in sports, they're just like, yo, guys, sports. Hey. Yeah, so that's like one of the ultimate goals. But I think also just to see women's sport in South Africa grow, particularly football, because that is where I'm at right now. Just to see it grow and for it to be on a bigger scale, for a South African woman to be able to walk in a place and people aren't still asking each other, who's that? And their stories are just out there, and then, you know, just become so much easier for the next generation. So my ultimate goal is to tell the stories and obviously moving internationally eventually within years to come.
You host a show with Portia Modise, one of the renowned footballers of all time, I think men and women are considered, the leading top goal scorer for the national team, I think with over 100 goals. How has that been working side by side with such a legend?
Working alongside Portia has been so amazing. It's so weird how we've actually turned into such close friends. It's been amazing. I'm teaching her the radio side of things and her teaching me the footballing side of things. But also just the lessons that we learn and that we teach each other. You know, Portia is very vocal about how she feels about the space, you know, and everything that she does believe in. And I think that's one of the things that I've taken from her, that whatever it is that I believe in is something that I'll firmly stand within, and I'll never be apologetic about what it is that I stand about. But also I think working with her and seeing the things that she's done throughout the years, one of the biggest things that I've taken from her is communication. The way in which you communicate a message that you want to get out there is very important. And I think this is why a lot of people see her and they think she's problematic. I think because probably of the way in which she uses to communicate, the message isn't received in the way in which it's supposed to be received. So there are a lot of lessons that we learn. Working with her is an amazing experience. She's such a very nice individual, actually. As I said, we have turned into friends. But yeah, every single day, you never know what to expect. As Portia Modise say, any bombshell can be dropped.
I remember when Gabuza almost quit his job because of Portia Modise's comments. So I know she can be brutal.
She can be
something else. But now, listen, we're glad that you guys have a great working relationship, and it's fantastic the show that you guys host together. It's called Feminine First Touch. I love the name of that show, and I think it kind of speaks exactly what conversations you guys are having. I was scrolling through your Instagram naturally for research purposes, not a stalker thing that's happening. it's all research. Hey, yeah. I mean, look. I guess we'll talk later. No.
Sliding in the DM. Down in the DM.
Let me get to my point. You guys mind? Hey, I saw Manchester City. You're a Manchester City fan?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow, jeez. Okay, yes. Okay.
I'm so glad you won last night, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, is this... I'm disappointed because...
Why?
Because for
Are
me...
Are you Liverpool then?
Can you hear the pain in my voice? Is that You can hear the pain in my voice.
I can.
For me, Manchester City feels like... I don't know. I don't... I think all Manchester City fans are spoiled. That's my feeling, you know?
Really?
I mean, when were the hard days? Eh?
Tell me. Victory.
Yes, exactly. Spoiled with victory, with silverware, with abundance. You know, for me, I don't know. That's just my sentiments. I don't know. It just feels to me like, you know, you support that team your certain type of way, you know?
No, I think... Listen, so obviously because I told you that I didn't start with football like that then. So, you know, like a lot of people who actually have started with football, most of them will support like Chelsea and all of that. So when I jumped onto football, Man City, I don't know, for some reason drew my attention. But also like just the mentality of the players when they're on the field. And I was actually speaking to a friend of mine yesterday. I'm like, I'm so inspired by footballers because they get on the field. For instance, Pallard yesterday, they were profiling him and there was saying how so young he is and how he's the best in the world. And this is him creating a name and a brand and he's doing wonderful things just through a talent that was given to him. And I see that every single person in this world is given a gift and we all can be the world's greatest with that little gift that we have. It just takes for us to invest in it and for us to notice what that gift is. So with Man City, I see them just as a group of brothers who are really dedicated to what they do. And winning is just in the DNA, man. Like, they're just showcasing their talents and they have fun with it. And I think that's what it's supposed to be within whatever industry you're in. You're on radio. Make it the time of your life for the next 3 hours, you know? And yet you could be the greatest whatever it is, you know, and whatever it is that you do, you could be the greatest in that field. So I think that's why I was so drawn to Man City. I was just like, these people, guys.
No, you're definitely like a new age football fan because anybody that supports Man City recently, you know, they're having the time of their life because, I mean, like the history is there. They were really just noisy neighbors in Manchester without anything to prove. Like, they were that team with money, but like no silverware until late with Pep Guardiola introducing, you know. But before that, we had Mancini. Before that, there was Pellegrini. There were so many different coaches that came in with different styles of play, but unable to get over the mark. But I think with Pep Guardiola, the right fit, the right balance, the right checkbook, and everything is just well aligning. Itumeleng Panda, thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes. Oh, Tanaka wants to talk to you.
Yeah, no. Listen, we have a game to play with you. So before we let you go.
Really?
Yeah. You thought it was done. You thought it was all good chats. Well done in your career. Now we want to put you to the test. You see what I mean?
No,
like, that's where we're at now. Yeah, no, listen, breathe. Let me explain the game. Let me explain the game first. Once you hear what the game is, you won't be so daunted. Trust me. We have a 30-second timer, yeah? And in that 30 seconds, we're going to ask you to name as many sports as possible. That's it. Yesterday, we played this game with Jenny van Dijk. She got to, I think, 12, it was. So that's currently the number to beat. As many sports as possible across in 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
Is that like a your type of game? How bad are you at 30 seconds? Hey?
Okay. Like, okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's
go. So the timer will start in 3, 2, 1. Start.
Mountain climbing, football, rugby, golf, cricket, tennis, judo, karate, boxing, swimming, skiing, Formula One, dancing a sport, synchronized swimming, there is athletics, there is
the time is up. So Tanaka was keeping score of all the things that you were mentioning, all the different sporting codes. And Tanaka, did she outdo Jenny van Dijk?
Yeah, you know what? I tell you what, you didn't only outdo her, but you completely blew out the water. That was 17.
Obliterated.
17 sports in 30 seconds. Okay. I think you know a lot more than you're putting on.
Yeah.
That was exceptional. Congratulations. There are no winners and losers in this game, but you've won. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Listen, I was so scared. Thank you. I was so blank.
That's how it goes. Something about that timer sound that just takes everything, all the knowledge that you had about something out your mind. But we truly do appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for being who you are in terms of championing the cause for women in sports and for doing phenomenally well in the radio spaces that you're in. And we wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for your energy as well. Like, I can feel you through my phone. I wish you guys nothing but the best. Hopefully I get to meet you soon. Narata, love you lot.
A 360-degree view on sports.